Well, you might have seen the gazetting on Friday by the Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau, completely changing or really increasing the merger filing threshold. Essentially what it means is that mergers who would in the past have had to notify the Competition Commission no longer will have to, because the value of the deals by at which point they actually have to notify has changed. Ntobeko Rapoleng is a senior associate in competition law at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Ntobeko, good evening to you. Essentially, if two companies who have combined assets and turnover of less than R1 billion don't actually are merging, they don't actually have to tell the authorities. That really does seem to be quite a big change, and one that we've probably been waiting for quite a long time.
Hi, Stephen. First of all, thank you for having me. Yeah, you're right. It is quite a big change. You know, you started off by saying completely changes, and it is almost complete change, because the threshold is quite a high one, and particularly if you look at what the previous threshold was of 600 million. So that is a big change, and I agree also that it's a very welcome change in businesses. You know, there's clearly an understanding that there were transactions that maybe did not necessarily warrant investigation by the competition authorities, and perhaps the new thresholds are a reaction to how many transactions were being put through to the authorities. So it's a very significant change, and it certainly is a welcome change.
It also, frankly, shows that this should have been done a long time ago and should have been done incrementally. We saw this, I think it was small business thresholds for VAT that was suddenly changed quite dramatically during the budget. I mean, this, to me, is evidence that a government isn't doing things on an incremental basis as they should be doing, and suddenly they realize almost too late there's a problem.
I think that's a very fair assessment, Stephen. The previous threshold was, as I said, in 2017, which is quite a while ago. And you can, when you look at the difference between the old and the new threshold, it's clear that, you know, some of that probably went to compensate you for inflation, although the threshold, the new thresholds go far higher than inflation. So it seems like it's more than that, but certainly an incremental change, incremental changes or earlier changes would have been much preferred. And on top of that, if you look at the fact that the thresholds were gazetted on Friday, the 8th of May, but will go into effect retrospectively from the 1st, creates a sort of 10 situations for businesses that have deals that are pending or deals that are being discussed or deals that have been put through between the 1st and the 8th. You know, so it just shows that it's not a, you can't call it an overreaction, just an overdue reaction, shall we say.
That's a very, you're clearly a lawyer in Tobacco. That's a very good way to put it. So we've seen, you know, when Parks Tau came in and he was taking over from, I forget his name now, almost said Ibrahim Rasool, but it wasn't Ibrahim Rasool. Ibrahim Patel, there we are. Thank you very much. So you took over from Ibrahim Patel. There's a lot of criticism of sort of government, the department's attitude to the competition in the economy. I understand we're very much still, I think, in my view, as limited as it may be, an over-concentrated economy. We saw a lot of criticism around the Maziv merger. In the end, Parks Tau himself, as the minister, actually gave an affidavit to the court in which he supported the merger, even though the Competition Commission had opposed. Does that, plus this new change, do you think it signals a change in attitude to competition in any way? I mean, some people might optimistically be thinking, well, we're actually seeing a little bit of a trend here in this direction, and it's making it easier for companies, not harder.
Yeah, certainly Minister Parks Tau, since he's come in, has shown, shall we say, a sense for, you know, a willingness and a practice of being business-centric, you know, trying to spearhead business, trying to support businesses, trying to sort of increase deal flow, if I can put it that way. The as you mentioned, his opposing or contradicting of the commission's rejection of the Maziv deal in and of itself was a big change. And that was an unusual situation where you have the minister going against what the Competition Commission says and supporting a deal that the Competition Commission deemed should be prohibited. That in and of itself was a big change, and it was a big indicator that Minister Parks Tau is certainly more business-centric. Mm. This as well is just consistent with that. So yeah, for us as practitioners, we've had that thinking in mind. So not necessarily so much as how competition is viewed, but just an intention to be more business-centric and to support business and to support deal flows, mergers and acquisitions, etc.
Are there any obvious areas that need reform now in Tobacco if people are in a reforming mood and seem to be receptive to the idea? Is there another obvious point in competition law, the way the Competition Commission and the Competition Tribunal are operating, that might sort of scream out, reform us too?
I think if any members of private equity firms, any sort of businesses that go into regular transactions, and I know a lot of my colleagues would say that the answer to that is the public interest considerations that have to, that are part of our competition law dispensation. I think, you know, depending on who you speak to, you get varying views, but there's certainly been for a while a view in business that the public interest considerations do a lot to stifle deal flow, particularly international transactions. So, yeah, I think it's safe to say that would be the obvious answer.
In Tobacco, thank you. In Tobacco, Rapoleng, Senior Associate in Competition Law, Cliff Dekker-Hoffmeyer, really do appreciate it. 18 minutes after 7.